Of gigs with for at least a year or so, and in fact we played this stage last time with her, and she's holding things down on the bass, doing more than just holding it down. She's pushing it ahead, she's holding us together, and she has about 12 sets of music to play today. You can also see her playing with Peter Rowan and Tony Rice, and she's no stranger to the stage. Please make her welcome from Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is Miss Sharon Gilchrist. The young lady over here still recovering from her second round of dancing today, but only gearing up because we're all going to the Cajun dance later. Meet us there? Okay. Well, she makes her home in Boston, Massachusetts, and her two lovely roommates are sitting right here in the 14th row, C and D. And she's an important part of the music scene there. And she's also lived in upstate New York, and she's just sort of taken the East Coast by storm. She's a great fiddle player and a clogger, guitar player, songwriter, you name it, she can do it. Make her welcome, Miss Kristen Andreasen. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, she's just come back here. She's got her tousled blonde curls tossed back in the Merlefest sun. The banjo player that we are so fortunate to play with, one of the most amazing singers that I know. She also has a solo career, which means you can catch her touring around occasionally under her own name. She is playing actually a set at, what time is it? 11:15?
At the lounge.
11:15 to 11:30, ladies and gentlemen. So that means like set an alarm or something and go over to the lounge. 11:15 to 11:30, you'll hear her play. Her own material with, is Ben going to be there on cello?
Ben and Bela. Yeah.
Ben and Bela Fleck on banjo as well will be there, 11:15 to 11:30, which is sounds like three quarters of the group called the Sparrow Quartet. So you can check her out all over the place. But for the moment, we are just very happy to have her on stage with us singing, and please make her very, very welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, Abigail Washburn. On the fiddle? We know she's with the band. We don't know yet who she is. She is with the band Uncle Earl today.
I was gonna playing say, the fiddle. You know I'm with the band, but you don't know which band I'm with.
I don't know. You do also have a set, don't you? You have a cabin stage set featuring some special African drumming and some sort of special experience. There's this is the And Friends experience.
It's, yeah.
At what time? Sunday?
Saturday? Tomorrow, 1:30 on the cabin stage.
Tomorrow at 1:30 on the cabin stage, this woman and her friends, which may involve some African drumming.
Not drumming.
Oh.
No drums.
Never mind. We don't know what will happen there. It's on the cabin stage. But once again, right now, she's playing with Uncle Earl on the stage. She's from Asheville, North Carolina. She's one of the greatest old-time fiddlers you will have the privilege to listen to. Make her very welcome, Raina Gellert.
Thank you.
And we have one last woman to introduce to you. She'll be singing this next song. She comes from Lyons, Colorado. She's an incredible singer and songwriter. I think we all have records in the tent, right? You said we have like a mall, basically. We're girls, you know. So we travel around. We have like 10 shades of every T-shirt and 15 sizes. It's all in the merch tent. But I think she has at least one record of her own original songs, which I encourage you to check out. No stranger to Merlefest. We met each other camping somewhere in a mud pile. I don't know, 10 years ago or something, on one of these hills and dales here at Merlefest, trudging through the mud, my very, very good friend and the woman who started this band, make her very welcome, Casey Groves.